No, I think in the end, I think we're pleased with the draw. We weren't at our best today. Managed to get 2-1 up very early in the second half, and probably on the balance of play. I can't say that we deserve that, but we've got players in the team that can get goals, and we know anywhere that we've got that ability. But we needed to hold on to that need for a lot longer than what we did to give ourselves a chance. And I think we come away from here probably with a performance that wasn't one of our better performances, but we still haven't lost a game.
Not at your best today. Why was that, Chris?
I think if we can answer them questions, then you know you're not losing or you're not drawing any games. It's about the opposition. I thought they were good at times. They're playing at home. It's away from home. We had the midweek games. Sometimes that affects you. Some weeks, sometimes it doesn't. I thought we were a little bit flatter today in our play. On the back of a really good one midweek, and you know sometimes to reach them levels again is sometimes difficult. But as I said, we've got enough in the team that we know that we can get goals. And having taken the lead, I think we're disappointed that the way that we conceded. But I can't be too disappointed with the result.
I was going to say, defensively, the Albion's so good so far this season. How disappointed were you with those goals, Chris?
Well, I think the first one that put them in a real good position with the free kick, it was close to goal, and I think it just took that little deflection. So it was difficult for David. But I think having gone 2-1 up, you know, made me perhaps a little bit more disappointed with the second one. But this is this league, and there isn't a team in this division that's not a good side, and there's not a team in this division that on their day, you know, can't produce good football and goals. And yes, we've been very resolute at the back, and as I say, not one of our better days today, but I think we've come away with what we think is a good result.
You shuffled the pack again today, Chris. You went, you know, up front with Sam and Glenn. What was the thinking behind that?
It's just to manoeuvre the team around a little bit. We're going through a heavy period of course, games, you know, midweek games, Saturday games. And at the moment, I've got a lot of competition for places.
And the same with midfield, Chris, because you shuffled the pack in there as well today.
Yeah, my intention was in with Baram and City. They'd played in the first two games, we'd won the first two games, and decided to make a change midweek. So my thinking was always to bring them back for this game. So that was the only reason why. They've both been on winning sides and good winning sides. Not losing sides and good performances.
Can I ask you, Chris, about Dale Stevens, not included at all today, not in the matchday squad?
Very simple on that one. He missed a good chunk of the pre-season. Was involved, I think, in three of the games. No 90-minute games in that pre-season period. Of course, missed the first game of the season as well. And missed the midweek game, the cup game. And we just felt that I wasn't going to start him today, that he would value more from a couple of good days training yesterday and today, and of course be backfiring for midweek and next Saturday.
Liam Rossini, a nasty tackle at the end. How is Liam?
Yeah, well, he's sore at the moment, and you know, I can't say that it was intentional, because knowing the lad, I don't think it was, but it was a reckless challenge. There's no doubt about that. And at the minute, he's pretty sore, so we'll have to see how that settles down in the next couple of days.
The Albion, though, still unbeaten. Chris, what's your assessment 4 games in?
I know I have to be delighted. You know, we've 2 home games that we've won, and 2 tough away games. You know, we watched these at Newcastle and didn't feel that 4-1 was a real reflection of the score. They had really good periods of play up there, and unfortunately for them, conceded from set plays. So we knew it'd be a tough one today, and I don't think I can be too disappointed with 2 home wins and 2 away draws, particularly against the level of team.
I noticed as well, Chris, at the final whistle, you were on the pitch telling your players to go and applaud the Albion fans as well.
They were outstanding again today, and I think they have been all season. I thought they were excellent at home midweek, and in a game where it's probably in that first half period was a fairly cagey game, and you know, we had to sort of force the game, and I thought the crowd were excellent, as they have been.